Do you have a vision for, you know, what you want your signature to be here for the Philly audience?
I want people to just know that when they go to a Philly Pops concert, they're going to hear music that they are familiar with, music that they love, that they're going to hear it played in a very high quality way, that they're going to be entertained, that they're going to have fun, that we're going to have some humor involved. And my goal is to achieve a level of trust so that it doesn't even matter to them necessarily what the theme of the program is or who the guest artists are, that they'll just know that if it's the Philly Pops, it'll be good and they'll enjoy it.
Do you anticipate that you'll be part of the concert at all? I know that in the past, the Philadelphia audience was used to having Peter Nero play the piano and that sort of thing. And you said you like surprises. Any thoughts along that those lines?
I did actually sit down at the last program and play the piano a little bit, which was a surprise to many in the audience. Perhaps a surprise to me, too. I'm not sure. But I'm certainly not going to be playing the piano as much as Peter Nero did. I mean, that's just can't follow that act at all. But I'll sit down now and then and play the piano. And I'll also look for other ways of injecting myself in a hopefully surprising and entertaining way. We'll see what happens. I've got some thoughts, but I want them to be surprises, so I'm not going to give them away now.
All right. You know, you lead the Pops organizations in Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Houston. I think it'd be really interesting for Philadelphia people to know if you've noticed any differences in the audience.
People often ask me if I notice differences in audiences, because not only do I conduct concerts in those cities that you mentioned, but I also guest conduct, and I conduct all around the country and Canada as well. And my answer is that really I've found that audiences are more the same than they are different. And the things that seem to work and resonate with audiences in one part of the country do so in other parts of the country too. And if anything, I would say that the things that have worked for me in other parts of the country or other orchestras where I've performed have worked as well, if not better, here in Philadelphia. It might be because of the hall or the setting here, or maybe just because there was one thing for 34 years and now it's different. But I just feel like what I'm doing is being so well and warmly received by the audience that I'm just so happy to see that reaction.
You said that the Pops Orchestra is great. The Pops Ensemble is really good. You also said that you kind of considered it the best.
I think this is the best Pops Orchestra in the country. At least let's put it this way. It's the best Pops Orchestra that I've been able to conduct, because these are, you know, outstanding musicians. But what's so special about them is that they understand the different styles of music that we play. We play music in such different types of music, you know, from Broadway to jazz to rock and roll, you know, to movie music. And they're able to play all these different styles of music in a very authentic way. They understand it. They get it. So they have, you know, great classical training, but they also have this ability to just turn on a dime with the types of music that they play. And that's what I'm impressed with, and that's what, to me, makes them head and shoulders the best Pops Orchestra that certainly I'm familiar with.
And every time that you're here, you'll be here for a week for the concerts.
Right. I spend a week every time I'm here preparing the concerts, putting on the concerts. And then in between the rehearsals and the concerts, I'm involved in a lot of community things and behind-the-scenes work that's involved in keeping things running.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.